right, let's sing it.
Take it, Wendy. Go ahead. I'm predisposed. Ted McClellan makes a return visit to the show. Ted is the author of How to Speak Midwestern, as well as Young Mr. Obama, Chicago and the Making of a Black President, and Nothing But Blue Skies, The Heyday, Hard Times, Hopes of America's Industrial Heartland. You've written a lot of books, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
You really have.
Thank you. This is the one that's gotten the most attention.
It has. Midwestern. And most recently, I was just telling you this, on MSN's homepage for two different days, they talked about the fact that the Chicago accent, the one that we kind of stereotype a little bit.
The Bears.
The classic Chicago accent, as they call it. The classic.
It's maybe going away.
Well, you know, accents are always changing. You know, I think the first time I came on here, I had talked about the disappearing accent, and a linguist corrected me to the changing Chicago accent. I mean, every generation has its own accent, just like every generation has its own slang and its own, you know, music. You don't want to sound like your parents. So, you know, what you call the classic Chicago accent really, I think, reached its peak in the World War II and the baby boomer generations. And it's kind of now been isolated to like the far northwest and the far southwest side, maybe Bridgeport and some of the suburbs. So the place I go when I really want to hear it is a sports bar called Wrong's Tap.
Where's that?
It's at 100 and Western.
100.
In Beverly. Mm-hmm. And I remember I was there, I was watching the Bears and they were playing the Jags, which of course is funny in Chicago.
right, it is.
And the guys.
Every team should be called the Jags.
They're all Jags if they're playing the Bears. And this guy's like, what are the squares for this quarter? And then someone shouts back, zero and tree. So, you know, and these are all older guys. And then I was on the way back downtown, and I met a guy in his 30s, and I kind of told him about my project. And this guy was a firefighter from Mount Greenwood. And if anybody can have a Chicago accent, it should be a firefighter from Mount Greenwood. But this guy had no accent at all.
Really?
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, my dad talks that way, but my mom kind of beat it out of me.
Oh.
You know, so... And I heard from another guy who went to school down there, you know, the teachers told him, you know, don't say that these dem and does thing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Did this come about originally because of some sort of European influence? So you some sort of accent based out of Chicago or the Midwest.
Right, yeah.
But the fact that so many immigrants were coming from different parts.
Well, I think that's where the D's, Dem, and Do's thing came because, you know, English is one of the few languages with the TH sound, and it was hard for immigrants to pronounce. And so they would say...
They modified it.
They did say this and that. And
yeah.
It got passed down through the generations. So, you know, people say that TV and radio killed accents, but I don't think that's true because nobody watched more TV than the baby boomers. And they've all got strong accents.
Yeah.
I think it was like deindustrialization and education and geographic mobility. Because, you know, in the 60s, you got out of high school, you could just walk across the street and get a job in a plant. You didn't have to talk to anyone outside your neighborhood or your parish.
Sure.
You know, if you had that accent, you were one of the guys.
Yeah.
One of the guys. and then these, you know, all the mills closed down and kids had to go to school. They had to move somewhere else. And so I think that's really leveled out. A lot of the accents.
So the deindustrialization of the area is kind of what led to it mostly.
It took away the D's, Dems, and Do's.
Yeah, you know.
That's why it's called the deindustrialization.
You go down on the southeast side, you know, everybody, you know, used to work in the mill.
Right.
And someone actually did a study in the 70s, and they found that men said D's, Dem, and Do's more than women because the wives had to deal with doctors and teachers and other professionals, and the guys, they just had to
each other
deal with the foreman and each
other. Yeah, they just went to work and went to the bar afterwards,
came home. The bar, that's another good place to pick it up.
Exactly.
Yeah, this firefighter, he's like, yeah, you know, it kind of comes out a little bit when I'm drunk, most of the time.
Now, do you hear us having an accent?
For you, for sure.
See, everybody says
I hear you having a Midwestern accent. Mm-hmm. I hear myself actually more and more because I do that. We were talking about that. I called your producer Jasmine. I do that raised A thing. And whenever I hear it, I look around for it, and it's always some guy over 50. So that's something that's just not as strong.
What are you supposed to call her? Her name's Jasmine.
But it's...
Jasmine.
How do you say your name, Jasmine?
Jasmine.
See? Nope, you're saying it wrong.
Yeah, she just says it without that normal
So I'm more like
vowel.
Jasmine.
Without the softer, more playful A. Right,
yeah.
Jasmine.
That hard, backed up... That's called the Northern Cities vowel shift, and that really started... Making an appearance in the Midwest,
and
people started noticing it in the 50s and 60s. The other thing is like, what would be another word? Well, anything with an O in it, like a box.
Yeah, box cutter.
You just take an extra third of a second to pronounce the O.
Exactly.
Well, it's a harder O. Like, all I know is I did this for a radio station in L.A. Uh-huh. I recorded something, and I said, classic rock. And they're like, no, that's too hard. You have to say more like...
Classic.
Classic.
Classic. See, now I have to think about it.
So it's softer.
To talk that way.
So box. As opposed to box.
Right, yeah, box. Yeah, but those... I mean, people are still... Like, you still hear some younger people doing those vowel things, but they're not really, hardly, I very rarely hear younger people doing the D's, Dem, and Do's thing.
I had a voiceover for a commercial once where the tagline was, because it stands the test of time.
Right.
And over they'd go, no, do it better, do it better. And I go, well, do it better how? And they said, stands. You're saying stands. It's stands
They detected it from you, and yours isn't as strong as... Did you go to broadcasting school, or do they teach you?
No. I'm self-made, thank you very much.
Oh, okay. Teach you not to have an accent. Where did you grow up, Wendy?
I grew up in Brookfield.
Okay, see, that's one of those western, southwestern suburbs where it's really strong. Where did you grow up?
Oak Forest?
Yeah.
That's a little more south than me.
I can't tell. Yeah. I can't tell where between Oak Forest, Oak Park, Park Forest.
Oak Forest is south.
It's near Orland Park, Tinley Park.
All right. Okay.
So that's more south than me.
You're more like west or that's maybe stronger. I had a linguist say that Brookfield was one of the suburbs where...
It's prevalent?
Yeah. Yeah. You would hear
good.
It.
Oh, good.
Wendy, you're keeping it alive.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm Brookfield's favorite daughter. They don't know that yet.
Justin Kaufman and I used to do a thing on his show. We'd have the Chicago Accent Challenge
where
people call in with their accents. And then we eventually did a playoff. We did it live at a theater, I think somewhere in Lakeview. And people came in. And, you know, they were all... older,
but they were pushing it a little too. I've heard some of those
older
challenges.
Middle-aged people, and the winner was an electrician from Beverly.
You know? Right,
so, perfect.
So who else could do it?
Ted, there's a part of the way we speak here in Chicago that I've never noticed in other parts. Sometimes a little bit around the Midwest. And here's what it is: when talking to somebody and giving them an option in Chicago, we will not say or not at the end. We'll say or no. Like I'll say, Ted, are you going to the store or no?
Yeah, that could be, you know, in Wisconsin they say that too, and I think
that's a
German
lot.
Thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Maybe I'm picking it up at Ischnau.
Yeah, that's a German thing. You know, like I think in German the word for not or no are the same thing.
Yeah,
and so they just use the same one.
But in Wisconsin they'll also say "come here once,"
right?
Instead of just "come here," the word "once" is added on.
Right. I think that's another.
That's weird.
Because they have like a lot of just. I have it in the book, and I can't really open it up now, but they have a lot of just direct transliterations from... Cause like, here in the Midwest, we'll say, do you want to come with?
Yes.
And that's from German.
It should be with me.
Yeah. But, you know, it's understood.
Are you coming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't say you don't say you want to come with?
No.
Okay.
No.
But
I used to say that all the time growing up. Yeah.
I don't think so. Somebody wants to know how you say Italian sausage.
Italian sausage?
Because most people in Chicago would say
sausage.
Yeah, that's the class, and that's what they would always do on the super fans.
Right.
Yeah, and some people say that actually contributed to killing the Chicago accent because all of a sudden people got self-conscious
but
about
that was
talking
such,
that way.
It was such a caricature.
It's a stereotype, and yet...
You're a Rog's Tap, and it's not a caricature.
Really?
That's exactly how they talk
right.
in there. Yeah.
I still run into people with some regularity who still talk that way, even though we've all determined it to be a stereotype.
Right.
It's a living stereotype. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you ever talked to Alderman Spizzato? You should have him on. We actually had him as a judge at our Chicago accent contest because he's got one of the few remaining classic Chicago accents on the city council.
We got to talk to him. What's your book called and where do we get it?
How to Speak Midwestern. You can get it on Amazon. You can go to Barnes & Noble. It's their bookseller, I think, in Lincoln Square has it.
We'll talk more with Ted McClelland after these messages. Stick around. Okay. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
It's Bill F. It's Wendy Snyder. It's WGN Radio. And go get this book. You'll want to read it. It is by Ted McClelland, How to Speak Midwestern. Is that the name of it?
Yes, that's the title.
I got to get this book. We're talking about accents. And I know Chicago's known for its accent and New York and
Boston.
Yeah, Boston.
St. Louis.
St. Louis, Baltimore. I don't really know that there's an accent there.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, the traditional St. Louis accent, they'll say for 40, they'll say farty, highway farty.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's kind of changing So they sound more like we do because, you know, we're connected by I-55. And I think they want to be more of a northern city. They don't want to be like
the rest of...
They don't want to be like Branson, you know? So if you listen to John Goodman on Roseanne, you know, he's got a perfect Chicago area accent, but he's from St. Louis.
You know who I always thought had the perfect Midwestern-y Chicago-y accent was Dennis Franz.
Oh, yeah, for
right?
sure.
Doesn't he?
And he had the short sleeve
who ironically
shirts.
Played a New York cop.
More times than not,
with
yeah.
With a Chicago accent.
Right.
Yeah, it's a, that's like, you know, it's like he was like the opposite of Gary McCarthy, you know?
Yes. Right,
he was Ted, a Chicago cop with a New York accent.
Yeah. You need to put some headphones on because Eric Rung is in the newsroom and has a question for you. And while you're suiting up there.
All right, who's in the newsroom?
It's Eric Rung.
It's Eric Rung.
Oh,
I'm going to do the news here pretty soon.
These weren't working.
With the Chicago accent, we hope.
Well, I do my best Chicago accent.
Okay, all right,
I'm
listening to you. All right.
Okay, so I am from Des Moines, Iowa.
Okay.
And I was told by a number of people that people from Des Moines have absolutely no accent at all.
Okay. Well, everybody has an accent. If you went to England, they'd say you're an American.
Well, so, I meant that we speak the clearest English, I guess.
Okay. Oh. I don't think that's true, because I've heard people in Iowa... And they kind of have, like, you'll hear people talking about, they drop a lot of vowels. They'll say, we're going to the career center on Friday.
The what?
The career center.
Oh, career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I mean, how old are you, though?
42.
Okay, 42. I mean, that may be older people, you know, because I'd say, you know, we're talking about how millennials tend to have less strong regional accents than baby boomers. I've heard people, like, when you go way out west, that's, I think, when you really stop hearing regional accents because you had so many people from different places moving out there,
mm-hmm.
and they all kind of evened each other
sure.
out. If you go to Oregon or California.
Right.
You guys mentioned off the air Baltimore. What's a Baltimore accent?
Did you ever see the thing that they did that on ESPN with Scott Van Pelt and Tim Kirkchin?
No.
They're talking about... it's that O sound.
Oh.
They're talking about, yeah, why don't they sign Giovanni Gallardo
and
Joe Flacco.
The O has an affectation to it that the rest of the country doesn't
and
recognize.
And that actually moved west. You can hear that in Cincinnati, too. So, you know, they talk about the ozone there.
I never realized
that. If you watch The Wire, you do it. But, you know, one thing we got to talk about is it's just like, this is like really, we're talking about white accents.
Huh.
Pretty much everywhere. But at least here, especially. Because Chicago has what you call the most accent segregation, because we have segregation.
Yeah.
So you won't hear black people doing the classic Chicago accent, because they were so...
Not at all.
They came up here, and they were isolated, they were confined to the Black Belt, so they kept a lot of their southern speech. You know,
yes.
So they'll still say y'all, they won't say...
Yeah.
Yeah, and a guy from St. Louis... He told me the same thing. You know, he said, well, yeah, that St. Louis accent, that's the white folks.
Interesting.
We'll say y'all. But if you go to New York, you can hear, I've heard like black congressmen from New York who sound like Archie Bunker. So they have those strong New York accents.
The New York one on Archie Bunker that always got me is when they would refer to the turlet.
The turlet, yeah.
Right? That's something we never say in the Midwest.
Right. No.
But in New York, it's commonplace.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Why well, that was the first show that ever had the sound
a flushing.
Toilet.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law is from Corinth, Mississippi, and she's been here for over 50 years, and I sometimes feel her accent has even gotten thicker, and it's beautiful, but it's very wandy. It's very
wandy.
It's scolding almost.
Sure.
And I think that's a really pretty, some of these accents are very pretty.
Yeah. I mean, I wish that regional accents weren't fading away as much as they are. I like to hear them. But, you know, we were talking about Boston off the air, and I go to Boston sometimes, and like you said, as soon as you get off the plane,
you hear it immediately.
You hear it everywhere.
Yeah.
And I just wonder if that's because it sounds more distinctive to me than the Chicago accent, because I'm from the Midwest, or just because
you
Boston,
notice it more probably.
Yeah, or Boston is also more of a provincial, insular city.
Yep.
And, you know, I think they're really proud of their accent.
Ted, a couple of years ago in Boston, I had to stop and ask for directions, and a lady told me where I wanted to go, but she said, you can get there, but it's wicked far.
Oh.
And I go, I don't know what that means. What is
did she tell you to bang a left?
No, she didn't say bang a left, but I've heard that.
Yeah.
Right. It just means take a left here in the...
I had a guy tell me about an anti-car show. It's not against cars.
Right.
It's an antique
car show.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah. Right. It's so funny.
What about like front room and
oh, yeah.
garage?
Garage. Yeah. Grotchki. Yes. open the door with the Grotchky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think people kind of now say those more to be funny.
And Mr. Grotchky lived across the street from me for a number of years.
Yeah, he
said to say hello to you.
Yeah.
Why do some people in Illinois say Warsh?
Well, you know, Illinois is kind of, you know, all these accents, they correspond with Western patterns of settlement. I mean, the Chicago accent actually comes from Western New York. You go to Buffalo or Rochester, people sound exactly like Chicago.
Really?
So they got on a boat, they went over the Great Lakes, they came to Chicago, and they brought their accents with them.
Hmm.
And in Central Illinois, it's people from Ohio and Pennsylvania and Indiana. So they have that, you know, Warsh is a big thing.
Yeah.
I lived in Decatur.
You hear that a bit?
Yeah, people would say Warsh. Or they would say something like, well, anymore, it's too dangerous to go downtown.
So it's out of sequence.
Yeah, yeah, that's weird.
Right? Yeah.
It's like Yoda's talking to you. You'll have to come back and visit us again. In the meantime, How to Speak Midwestern is the name of the book. You can get it where all your favorite books are sold.
Yeah. Great to see you, Ted. Thanks so much.
Ted
McClellan. A little break and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.